Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Communities in the San Bernardino Mountains, east of LA, are reeling after back-to-back snowstorms. Robin Unwin Bassett of Twin Peaks, California, spoke to NBC's Today Show.
We have neighbors who are panicking. They're without, you know, food, power, heat, medications.
California National Guard members and firefighters are working to reach people still snowed in. Ramon Duran is Public Information Officer at California Highway Patrol, the Inland Division. His colleagues have been working to clear the roads. He's in the city of San Bernardino. And officer, right now you're at the base of the mountains that were inundated by many feet of snow. Tell us what the conditions are, how many roads are blocked off, and how many people are still snowed in.
Yeah, we still have all of our main roads closed down. We have the 330, the 18, the 38. They're all shut down at this point. No access going up to the mountain. We still have a tremendous amount of residents that are stuck up in the snow. But this past week, we made huge progress. We have a lot of resources coming through from our partners from Caltrans, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. Even the National Guard has come out to help, to go door to door to find out if anyone needs assistance that maybe lost their cell phone access, they lost electricity, lost gas. We are having a tremendous amount of people calling in at needing food. And so a lot of those resources are still getting pushed up the mountain to try to assist with that.
So you're delivering food to people door to door?
We do have meals ready to eat that are being delivered by troops that are on the ground, on the mountain, that are in those heavy areas, the rural areas of the mountains that are hard to access with normal vehicles. We have, different other type means of transportation to get to those people. Right now, the focus is to try to clear these roads and get the essential commodities up there that are needed for these people that are trapped in their homes. So that they can continue waiting until we access the roads for them.
Yeah, people are trapped, but you've also had some concern about houses being crushed because of the heavy snow on the roofs. There have been cases where a house has exploded because of the gas lines. They're under too much pressure. I mean, there are real life and death issues at stake here.
Absolutely, 100%. And we understand that. And that's why we're working round the clock. We're hearing it, we're seeing it, that these houses are collapsing and these houses are exploding because of the amount of pressure that those gas lines are under. And now, actually, within the next day or two, we are planning to open up our roads to try to get some of these residents that were maybe stuck down here to go check on their homes, to go see, try to dig out, you know, the areas that they live in, to try to avoid any other damage to houses.
You've had 102 inches of snow. I mean, that is unprecedented. What happens when this snow melts? Where does it go?
Exactly. That actually now brings up another point, that another worry, another concern, because some of these mountains now we're going to be worried about, floods happening or maybe the dirt from the roads coming off of the mountain onto the bottom of the mountain. As of this point, we've already removed over 1 million cubic feet of snow from the mountain using our excavators and dump trucks that have come in and removed the snow and brought it down the mountain. And we're hoping within the next week that we clear the roads for a lot of these residents to either make it back home or come down the mountain.
Officer, what are you telling people now as you move forward with your work?
Yeah, as we move forward with our work, we're clearing these roads. We want the normal public that doesn't live up on the mountain to please stay away. Give us some more time to try to clear these roads a little bit better, make it more accessible for our workers, our residents. Those are the two most important concerns at this point, is clearing our roads, allowing our workers to continue working day and night, allowing the residents to either make it up the mountain or come down the mountain. But we don't want locals that are wanting to visit or wanting to have a good time in our mountains to come and visit, because at this point in time, you won't be allowed access.
Ramon Duran is Public Information Officer for the California Highway Patrol, the Inland Division. Officer Duran, thanks for your work and take care up there.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.